This is the I Can Do It Hour with your host, Diane Ray.
Welcome, welcome, everybody, to today's show. I'm really glad you can join me because my guest has so much amazing information to give that your head will explode, but in a good way. So my guest today is Susan Smith-Jones, and she's a frequent guest on HayHouseRadio.com because she always has so much amazing information, and it's really good information, and she knows what she's talking about, trust me. She's been teaching this stuff forever. Okay, for starters, she taught students, staff, and faculty at UCLA how to be healthy and fit for 30 years. And she's the founder and president of Health Unlimited, a Los Angeles-based consulting firm dedicated to optimal wellness, health education, and human potential. And she's also the author of over 25 books, including several for Hay House, like Recipes for Health Bliss, The Healing Power of Nature Foods, and Health Bliss. So I'm always happy to have Susan Smith Jones on the show. So, you know, now that it's getting warmer a little bit, you know, spring is starting to happen. We're coming out of hibernation. You know, we're trying to feel better about ourselves, maybe thinking about detoxing and things like that. So Susan is the perfect person to talk about these topics with. So Susan, I'm really glad that you could join me today. It's been a while.
Hi, Diane. Wonderful to be with you again. And I love these topics.
This is so great. You know, over the weekend, I have to share this with you. You know, I'm kind of trying to jumpstart myself a little bit. So I went on this 3-day yoga and hiking retreat. And I did an 8-mile, I called it a death march, but it was an 8-mile hike. But I was really trying to kind of jumpstart myself and rejuvenate, you know, and I wanted to shake off the winter blahs, you know, and look forward to spring and summer and feel good. And it really felt good to get out in nature and feel like I was detoxing, and I just ate really healthy food. And it was great, you know. So now I'm back at work, you know, feeling good. And even just taking little things like that, you don't even have to go away for a whole weekend, but just kind of giving yourself a little bit of self-care can work wonders. And so today I thought we could talk about some of the great tips that you have, you know, for rejuvenating, whole body wellness, invigorating our body, mind, and spirit, and also sharing all the great information that you have. So
it sounds wonderful. You know, you remember that when I was a teenager, I got so much wisdom from my grandmother, who was not a doctor, but she lived close to the earth and knew how to use nature to heal the body. And of the many things she taught me, one was to always keep your body detoxified. She told me to take one day weekly, 3 consecutive days monthly, and 7 to 14 days with each change of season. And when you do it that way, as opposed to the first week of the year, you prevent the buildup of toxic residue that's usually in most people's bodies. So I like that you took 3 days, and maybe you get in the habit of doing the one day a week, 3 days monthly, and it might not have to be as arduous as you did this last weekend.
No, that was, you know, that was a little grueling, but it was a kind of a challenge for myself as well.
Yeah,
and even just being out in nature and out in the mountains. I went up to Idlewild, this little mountain town.
Yeah.
Up here in California. And you don't realize how, I don't know if it's desensitized or, you know, we're just stuck inside all the time. We're under fluorescent lights. We're in front of computers. And we all do it. You would think everybody here at Hay House would know better, but no.
Yeah.
we're working hard, too.
And while this isn't even, it is semi-relevant to what we're talking about today, one of the best things you can do for your body, mind, and spirit is to spend a little time in nature a few times a week. It might even be your backyard or a community park because the air is cleaner. There are more negative ions, and paradoxically, that's the air you breathe that lifts your mood and makes you feel better. So, you know, that's why my goal when I work out is to do as little as possible in a gym, and most of it by the ocean or hiking in the mountains. So I feed my soul while I'm giving my body a great physical workout.
Right. That's just such great advice. And so that's why we called the show today, you know, Rejuvenate and Shine. So we're going to talk a little bit about detoxing as well. And I know you know so much about this stuff. And so you can tell us the kind of program we should do, supplements that we should take to kind of cleanse out, you know, get rid of the winter, shake things off, and kind of lighten ourselves up for the upcoming months.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's funny, this last weekend I gave a talk to almost 100 people about this topic, and someone said to me, "Susan, why do we need to detoxify our bodies if they're designed to do their own cleanup already?" And, you know, and so I said to the group that under normal conditions, the waste is released into the circulatory system, it's neutralized in the blood, and then it's safely passed out of our bodies by the skin as sweat, the lungs as carbon dioxide, the kidneys as urine, and the intestines as that fecal matter. And, you know, I've said to you before that you always want to have a good BM daily, and if you're lucky, 1 to 2 more bonus rounds, because constipation is the last thing you want to be if you want to keep your body detoxified. So, but studies of late indicate that our level of toxic exposure far outstrips our body's natural elimination mechanism. So to stay healthy and strong in a chemical-ridden world, it's essential to help the body increase its removal of harmful and potentially deadly waste products. And studies also show that those who cleanse regularly look and feel younger, are much healthier, and live a longer life than those who ignore the need to cleanse internally. And the goal of cleansing is just to really give the entire digestive system a complete rest. So you eat foods or drink smoothies and juices, and especially mostly raw during this time, that are easy to digest. So all that extra energy can go and help mop up all of the extra toxic residue. See, our fat cells release toxins. That's where they're often stored. Our intestines will work better if we give them a little bit of a break. The liver and kidneys will work better. And your skin will even look better after even a 3-day cleanse.
Well, you've given me so much great information over the years, and I've taken your advice. And one thing that you told me about a few years ago that I've been using daily is the astaxanthin supplement. And I know you've said that you haven't had a cold or flu in over 30 years. And I thought, what?
Yeah, I know.
There's no way that's possible.
I'm knocking on wood.
But seriously, since I've been taking the astaxanthin, I've missed, you know, 2 or 3 flu rounds that have knocked down some people pretty hard around me, you know,
yes.
People I've worked with.
Yes.
And that was the only thing that I added differently to my regimen, you know, was to start taking the astaxanthin.
Yes. Yeah. And you know what I'll do? I'll tell everyone to get out a pen and a little piece of paper, because I'll tell you ways.
Yeah, give
to
us
get
your secrets.
As a discount. But I've been taking the Hawaiian spirulina for 30 years. And all of that time, in 30 years and 2 months, I have not had a cold or a flu. I've been taking the Hawaiian astaxanthin for 10 years, and those are two I would never be without. And in fact, if you go to my website, my name, SusanSmithJones.com, and right there on the homepage, click on May-June newsletter. I'm doing it right now. And you go there, and at the top box, it says appetizers. And right there, there's a good friend of mine, a medical doctor, William Sears, Bill Sears, and he just wrote a book called Natural Astaxanthin, Hawaii's Super Nutrient. It's not even available to the public yet, but he gave me the digital PDF copy, said, "Susan, you can give it to anybody you want." So I just posted this newsletter. You can click there and get the book and read about the astaxanthin and both astaxanthin and Hawaiian spirulina. And the spirulina, by the way, the astaxanthin I take 12 milligrams a day, and the spirulina I take 3 grams or 3,000 milligrams. I get it in tablet and powder form, because in the powder form, you can use it in all kinds of recipes. And even in the third box of my newsletter, I've got a couple really terrific recipes that use spirulina. So anyway, But if you want to get a discount, I like to save money. So I always get about a year's supply at once. With the astaxanthin, that's only 4 bottles. If you get the 12 milligram, you take one little caplet a day. And with the spirulina, you can get the 3,000 milligram tablet. So you take 3 1,000s a day.
See, that's what I've been doing because I don't like to take a lot of the spirulina. You have to take 6 pills.
I know.
So and that stuff is great where you just have to do 3 a day.
And I love that. Now, honestly, I'll tell you, I take a little bit more than their daily recommended dose. It's 3,000 milligrams a day because I'm under lots of stress constantly. And studies show that the preventive dose is 3,000 milligrams, but the therapeutic dose, if you have any issues at all, is double that amount. But 3,000 is fine. You can go to Nutrex-Hawaii.com, or I do what I do. I call them. And remember, though, this is Hawaiian time. It's 800-453-1187.
And all this is on your website, too,
it's
right?
Go to my newsletter or right on my homepage. It says 2 superfoods. But if you use the code REVITALIZE, you get a 25% discount.
And this stuff really, it does work. It's amazing. It really does work.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm surprised because everything you've told me is so right on.
I
take your advice. But I did a little research into the astaxanthin because I wasn't sure, well, what is it? And you know, the research that I read said that it's like 1,000 times stronger than vitamin C. I mean, just that little amount is so powerful.
It's stronger than resveratrol or CoQ10 or blueberries. It's nature's most powerful antioxidant. But what you want to know about the Hawaiian astaxanthin is you always want to take it with a food that has a little fat in it. So if I'm rushing out the door and I think, oh, shoot, I forgot to take my astaxanthin, I'll just take a little teaspoon of my coconut oil and take it because it's like vitamin D. It absorbs and assimilates better if you take it with a meal that has fat in it. And the time to benefit is 2 to 6 weeks, just like vitamin D, whereas with the spirulina, the time to benefit is the same day. You'll see that you have more energy. There have been over 700 studies done on these two superfoods. And, you know, with the Hawaiian spirulina, and there have been over 500 studies just on that, it shows that it's nature's most nutrient-rich superfood. And luckily, there's this great company, Nutrex Hawaii, on the Kona coast of Hawaii, that takes it's a blue-green algae. And they create the powder and the tablets out of it. It's the purest form you can get of spirulina, and it's the only one I would take because it's so pure.
And so these are things that will help us. It'll boost metabolism too, right? So it would help us lose weight?
It helps with energy, immunity, cardiovascular health, brain health. This is the spirulina. One of the main components of the over 100 nutrients in spirulina, it's a word called phycocyanin, cyanin meaning blue. It's the bluish tint that's in spirulina. There have been hundreds of studies done worldwide just on phycocyanin, showing how it is excellent to detoxify and rejuvenate your body to help with allergies. In fact, Diane, in my navigation bar under articles, you can scroll down. I have about 12 articles with studies on spirulina and astaxanthin, and one of the articles is phycocyanin, nature's magic medicine. And these two products replaced about 30 bottles of supplements on my kitchen counter. So these are two in addition to a handful more that I always take every day.
Well, and whatever you're doing, it works.
I use the spirulina
you look great.
Powder in facial masks. I have an article on my website under articles on facial masks.
Now, I've done that with a little bit of aloe. You know, you just get the aloe gel at the health food store and mix in. I don't know if I use spirulina, but I used like a green algae powder.
Yes.
It probably was. And use that as a mask, and that works great.
Excellent. I've got a few recipes on my website for that, and I take a ripe banana and a ripe avocado, and I mash them up, and I put in a teaspoon of spirulina powder, and on a clean face, and décolleté, and neck, and the back of my hand, about once every 10 to 14 days, I put this mask on, I rest for 15, 20 minutes, I wipe it off, and you'll see glowing skin.
That's such a great tip.
And
I'm going to do that this week.
Yeah,
and very inexpensive. I like that. So if people are thinking about maybe doing a detox, what are some of the symptoms that, I mean, aside from the obvious, like maybe, you know, constipation and things like that, what about, you know, like depression or irritability, or when should you really think about doing
a
detox?
Yes.
All those things.
Now, even if you're not sure you need to do one, it's just good once a week to eat a little bit lighter. But here are some symptoms that you have toxic buildup, besides, like you said, constipation, frequent colds, weight gain, pale, dry skin, mood swings, low sex drive, poor short-term memory, sleeping problems, of course, headaches, chronic urinary tract infections. We hope no one's eating a meal right now. Arthritic bone pains, allergies, gas, bloating, feeling weak, lacking energy. These are a few of the signs that you might have a toxic residue building up in your body, and, you know, give it a rest with some type of cleanse.
Right. So we can all benefit from doing a cleanse, definitely.
Oh, absolutely. See, when you cleanse, you know, the goal is you don't have to totally change your diet, but if you want to do it really well, during a cleanse, of course you can do one with just green smoothies. In fact, my Hay House book called Health Bliss, all of the recipes in that book are green smoothies. But it's good to eat foods that take stress off the digestive system and clean it out. So you want to eat fresh fruits and vegetables. Let's be practical. With fruits and vegetables, things like apples, grapes, kiwis, carrots, watermelon, cauliflower, broccoli, celery, the fruits and vegetables should be eaten raw. You want to decrease processed foods like meat and dairy because these put an extra burden on the digestive tract. You want to drink extra amounts of water. You know, water helps not only the intestinal tract, but also the elimination of toxins through the kidneys, which is another major elimination channel.
Well, I'm looking at the call screener here, or the call screen, and we have a couple of really great questions. So I want to grab, let's go to David. He's looking for some more energy. He's on line one, calling from England. And a lot of people are trying to shake it up and get a little more energized. So, David, welcome to the show today. I'm glad you could call in.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Diane. Hi, Diane. And hello to Dr. Susan. I always enjoy when you're on the program. I really do think you're the tops, and I've learned lots over the years from everything that you've shared. So thank you for your very informative website. I must say that, and newsletter. I've already read your May, June newsletter, and I've already tried two of the recipes, the cashew cream and the coconut walnut spirulina energy bites. Also, it's really helpful that you've given these 30 superfoods to use in smoothies, juices, and indeed on salads. All very helpful indeed. Now, the question that I have is this. Now, what I'm seeking to understand, actually, is the process of these detoxification, the process of detoxification. If you could go through the stages on that and also outline some of the supplements that I might use there, particularly to maintain my energy levels and also to maintain my weight loss. I have actually, using advice from your various articles and also your three brilliant Hay House books, I've actually over the years lost 70 pounds in weight.
70? Wow, that's amazing.
Totally by following your advice, Dr. Susan. So thank you very much for all that. That's really been very, very helpful and continues to be so. So it's really the process of detoxification, the supplements that I need to use, and with a particular emphasis on maintaining that weight loss and also ensuring that I keep my energy and that I'm in good mood all the time, you know, some form of mood lifter.
Yeah, did you say you made that cashew cream recipe?
Yeah, I did.
How long did it take you to make that?
That took me no more than about 3 or 4 minutes, actually.
Exactly. I know. For all those people that don't know what we're talking about, in my May-June newsletter, the third box down, I give you 30 foods to put in salads or when you're making juices or smoothies. And at the bottom of that, I have two recipes. I love these. Diane, you'll love these, too. One is called cashew cream. It's green complete cashew cream. And you make up this beautiful cream, and you can put it in smoothies by the tablespoon to give you more protein. You can mix herbs, lemon and garlic with it to make a salad dressing. I give you all these variations. It's great. And then I created a recipe called Coconut Walnut Spirulina Energy Bites. And it's got coconut and walnuts and lots of spirulina, but you don't really taste it. And you roll them into balls, and then you roll them into coconut. Now, David, where do you live in England?
Yes, I live in Staffordshire.
Staffordshire. Okay, I know exactly where that is. So do you ever take the train to London?
Yeah, yes. I work in London, yes.
Yes. So these little balls are great to put in a zip-top bag. Do you have zip-top bags in England?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, zip-top bags, you know, when you just want a little snack. I take them on flights. I take them when I do errands. I quadruple the recipe, and then I put most of them in the freezer. They'll last for a few months in the freezer. Kids love them, and it's a way to get in good nutrition without knowing, because it tastes like a dessert. One or two at night after a dinner is a perfect dessert.
Wow, it doesn't sound like it would be sweet, though, but it is. I guess
well,
the coconut.
No, it's got medjool dates in it.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
That makes a difference.
Yeah, so David, you made cashew cream. Did you make the those little energy bites yet?
Yes. I need to practice on those, but I'm going to have another attempt on those this evening, I think, actually.
Yeah. Do you like how they taste?
Oh, yes.
Oh, good. Yes. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, David, for calling
you, David.
In and connecting with us.
David, did you
Diane,
call last time?
Thank you, Dr.
Time.
Susan. That's very, very helpful indeed. Thank you so much.
Yeah. David, did you call last time I was with Diane?
Yes.
I recognize your voice.
Yeah, I'll follow your advice to the letter, and it always works.
It does, doesn't it? Susan has the best advice.
Yeah,
thank you so much for calling
and
again,
I saw her on the BBC last month as well. She was very, very good then. So thank you,
and
Dr.
I talked
Susan,
about
for all your advice. Sorry?
I talked about detox on that show.
Yes, and that's why I just wanted to break down the process and get some homing in, really, on the particular points that I raised with Diane, you know?
Yeah. Well, David, here's what you can expect on this Ultimate Detox and Cleanse Kit. You'll have more regular eliminations. You'll be in the flow. You'll have improved digestion. You'll have better food assimilation, more vitality, more energy, improved mental focus. You'll lose a little weight if you need to lose any more. You'll have clearer skin. And again, I say do this. One day a week, three consecutive days monthly, and then 7 to 14 days with each change of season to prevent any buildup of, you know, toxic residue. It's like a little booster, a vitality shot for your body, you know, a few times a year.
Thank you so very much, Dr. Susan. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care. And I wanted to grab a call here from South Carolina because there's a lot of studies being done about inflammation and what that does to your body. And I wanted to talk to Marianne, and I believe she's on line 6, calling from South Carolina, and she's been diagnosed with Crohn's. I know that's very inflammatory, isn't it, Susan?
Yes. Hi, Marianne.
And Marianne, thanks for calling in.
Yeah,
thank you,
Marianne,
for taking my call.
I have worked with many people with Crohn's, and it's not pleasant, but there is hope. And there are two things. It's funny, we've already talked about these, but there have been studies to show how the Hawaiian spirulina really helps to soothe and comfort and calm and reduce inflammation in the entire digestive tract. Marianne, remember to always chew your foods really well, too. Let me mention that. And then also, inflammation is like the beginning of most diseases. And the best natural inflammatory supplement in nature is Hawaiian astaxanthin. And if you get that free book in the appetizer section, Marianne, the top of my May-June newsletter, you'll read about it there and you'll read some studies. But a year and a half ago, there was a great article in the Wall Street Journal, and the writer spent 6 months researching, I think it was called The Silent Killer, and it was about inflammation. And the bottom line summary was that for inflammation was to eat a good diet, drink water, exercise every day, get enough sleep, and then he recommended to take Hawaiian astaxanthin every day. He didn't just say take astaxanthin, because many out there are synthetic, made from petroleum ingredients, so you want the best of the best, which is the one that comes from the Kona coast of Hawaii. And so it helps all kinds of inflammation, from Crohn's to other digestive disorders. It's great for recovery from exercise, for joint and muscle health. It's great for your eyes and your brain. And Marianne, again, you can go to the Whole Foods to buy it, but if you go right to the company and use the code for Nutrex-Hawaii.com, the code is Revitalize. You get a 25% discount, and remember, this is Hawaiian time. That's three hours earlier than Pacific time. Their toll-free number is 800-453-1187. And I'll give you a little secret hint here. If you purchase right from Nutrex Hawaii and you call them up and you ask for this, there's a chef, her name is Julie Morris, and she wrote a wonderful 80-page book with all recipes, a color book, recipes using Hawaiian spirulina. It's called Superfood Spirulina. And just for the asking of Julie Morris's recipe book, and I've got lots of recipes in the second half of the book, you can get it free with your purchase of the spirulina or the astaxanthin.
Now, Susan, I'm curious, though, would Marianne benefit from doing any kind of detox or a gentle detox?
Absolutely.
I mean, you wouldn't want to do anything that would make something
I'm glad you brought that up. What I recommend is letting the blender do lots of the digestive work, breaking down the fibers. And I would suggest to start with a one-day cleanse on just green smoothies. And make it raw, but let the blender do the breaking down of the fiber. And Marianne, under articles in my navigation bar, my first article is The Skinny on Raw Food and How They Heal the Body. And in addition to smoothies throughout the day, high water content food, particularly melons like cantaloupe and watermelon and whatever else you like. Watermelon's great. Cantaloupe is so good for you. So much potassium in that. And this way, Marianne, you give your digestive system a rest. And when you do that, then the digestive system will begin to heal itself.
Yes. Oh, thank you. And I don't really like to go to see the doctors, but since I was feeling so sick, I went and they did a CAT scan, and now the doctor is sending me to do a colonoscopy and an endoscopy. Do you think I should do that?
You know what? Those are, you know, and we want to also make sure that you don't have, a gluten issue. You know, that's important to know.
Yeah, I removed the gluten out of my diet and dairy.
Yeah, in this case, I'm with you on doctors. I hardly ever would go to a doctor, but you know, as needed, I get an annual physical, and I'm always fine. But with you, I would get the colonoscopy so the doctor can look inside and see what's going on with the colon and the, you know, with the glands and everything in there.
Okay.
It's not that bad, Marianne. I did it.
Yeah, me too. Don't worry.
Yeah, it's not pleasant, but it's not painful by any means. You should definitely do it. I would agree with Susan.
Yeah. What about a biopsy? He said he has to do a biopsy also.
Yeah, and you won't even feel it. It won't hurt. If your doctor wants to do a biopsy, you should do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Marianne, I'm going to give you the gift of this Recipes for Health Bliss, because I think a lot of the recipes that Susan was talking about, and especially a lot of the smoothies, are in this book, and there's so many other great recipes too. So let me put you on hold, and we'll send that to you out in South Carolina, okay?
Thank you, Marianne.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Now, Susan, one of our callers was questioning about the spirulina and the toxicity since the tsunami. You know, people are concerned about, radiation in the water. And what do you think about that?
Because I get asked that all the time. It's interesting because each batch of the spirulina or the astaxanthin from the Kona Coast is tested 15 times, 15 different tests. And remember that the Hawaiian Islands are much farther south than Japan is. And the way the current goes is stuff flows over up higher towards up Northern California, Oregon, Washington, and Alaska. And there's never, ever since that big disaster, has there been ever any trace of any type of radiation in the products. You can be assured with all the testing they do that you have nothing to worry about. In fact, Nutrex Hawaii is the world's leading expert of microalgae, growing. Their farm is about 90 acres. I've seen it a few times. It's all natural, synthetic-free, non-GMO, and they picked the Kona Coast of Hawaii because you need lots of sun year-round. When you think of Hawaii, you think of rain, but there's lots of sun on the Kona Coast, and they've won many awards. Their products are the safest and the purest of any astaxanthin or spirulina made. I would never be without them. And, let me say this, too, since who doesn't want to look younger?
That's for sure. I've got a birthday coming up, so
yeah, 29. Tell me, golden, right?
Yes, tell me your secret because you look amazing.
Well, thank you. And I know it's the spirulina and astaxanthin. In terms of skin health, there have been dozens of studies done with the Hawaiian astaxanthin, and there was one done in Rockland, Maine, with middle-aged women, and they looked at all different parameters. Of your skin, they looked at wrinkles and smoothness and moisture and hydration. And the bottom line is, after 6 weeks on the astaxanthin, these were middle-aged women, all of the ladies' skin was physiologically 5 years younger. They had fewer lines, fewer wrinkles. More a buildup, which is good, of collagen and elastin. They had more skin moisture, and it's also like an internal sunscreen. It means that you take it, and you don't really want to do this, but you could stay in the sun a little bit longer. Now, when I was in England, I should have told this to David not long ago, in the number one newspaper in England, it was on natural beauty, and it said that the beauty secret of Heidi Klum and Gwyneth Paltrow was Hawaiian astaxanthin. And I know women in Asia have been using astaxanthin for years. That's their secret. So you think, if in 6 weeks your skin can look about 5 years younger, how will your skin look in 1 year? And so, Diane,
it's worth it to try.
10 years.
Well, yeah, I've been taking it since you told me about it, and I don't know. I'll have to maybe if I go to my reunion, and then if they say, "Wow, you look great," then I'll know for sure. But I do think that, and also my hair, I think it benefits.
Yeah, well, I know spirulina helps the hair, but remember, you only need one 12-milligram tablet a day, and if you bought a year's supply, that's just 4 bottles. I think they're. If I do my math right, I think there are 120 in each bottle.
Yes,
and
yes.
I buy a year's supply. I get the discount. And this way I save on shipping costs. and I don't run out.
Now, everything that you recommend on your site, you know, all the things that we've been talking about, and you've read all these studies, right?
I
mean,
know,
I know you do your homework and your research.
I've written books. I've written booklets. I create recipes using the spirulina.
So everything that you recommend, you really do research and look up everything top to bottom.
Well, listen to this one. If you want to lose weight, with spirulina, about 2 years ago, I did a clinical study for 3 months, just over 90 days, with 100 people, and I asked them to add to their diet, make no changes except take 3,000 milligrams of Hawaiian spirulina a day, and I didn't care if it was tablet or powder form, just get it in. And after 90 days, everybody in my study lost 1 to 3 pounds weekly with no other changes.
1 to 3 pounds a week?
A week.
That's amazing.
And I think, you know what, so why is this? They also slept better. They lost their refined carb cravings. They didn't eat as much. They didn't overeat. And I think it's when your body is deficient in the nutrients it needs, it wants you to keep eating more to get more nutrients. And you know, many of the foods we eat affect our mood as well. So when you take this nutrient-dense food like Hawaiian spirulina, then it fills in all the gaps of nutrients that might be missing in your body. And then people have more energy. You sleep better when you take it, so you're more apt to do a little bit more exercise.
That's a great tip, too. So I had a caller before. I was going to go to her, and then it dropped off. But I know a lot, and I wanted to take it because her question was about acid reflux, and I know a lot of people deal with that. And when you're making changes in your diet or shifting things around, you know, sometimes that can happen. And what would you recommend to battle that? Because that's really can be painful.
Yeah,
dealing
you know,
with acid reflux.
I know this sounds so simple, but it really does help. Most people chew food about 4 to 8 times, and then they swallow it, and it creates lots of extra stress in your stomach and in your whole digestive system, and creates more gas. So one of the things you want to do with the acid reflux is you want to chew, if I can say this, your food so well, like 20 to 30 times, that it turns into a liquid and it swallows itself. Now, you also want to begin, and I write about this in my raw foods article, you want to begin each meal with something that's raw. Maybe it's a few sips of a raw green smoothie. Maybe it's a carrot. Maybe it's an apple. Maybe it's a salad, because people that begin with something raw have lower levels of acid reflux. And then especially for acid reflux, listen, change your color palette. Ditch the white stuff. White foods like white bread, white flour, pasta, sugar, cakes, pies, muffins, donuts, they will add pounds to your waistline and nothing to your nutrition. And you want to get rid of all those high glycemic index foods that raise blood sugar rapidly. And you'll find if you eat a colorful diet with lots of high water content, fresh fruits and vegetables, chewing well, eating slowly, savoring your food, you'll find that your acid reflux will slowly go away.
Well, that's an easy tip. Like you said, it sounds simple, but very effective.
Yes, absolutely.
If you do that. And what about ginger? That seems to help too, doesn't it?
You mean your friend ginger?
Yeah. Ginger. Well, I just like the taste of ginger.
Yeah, listen, whenever
your
you
stomach.
Can get ginger in your diet, you absolutely do it. Ginger is a warming herb root, and you know every morning I take my glass see-through kettle. I put in 2 quarts of my good alkaline water. You know, check out my blog. The first 5-6 blogs are all about detox, weight loss, infrared saunas, the healing power of sweating, and it's about water, how drinking the right kind of water can help you lose weight and cellulite. So I take my fresh alkaline water, and I take ginger out of the refrigerator with the skin on, and I cut 4 or 5 coins of it, about 1/4 inch thick, and I throw it in the water. If I have the burdock root and the turmeric root, which I do actually right now, they're all in season, I put some coins of those in. Bring it to a boil, simmer it for 10 minutes. Now, you can go buy ginger tea, but I like to save money, and I like that
it's better
fresh.
To do it yourself, right?
Yeah,
just have
yeah,
the fresh
absolutely.
Fresh stuff there.
So I have a big glass of that in the morning. I cool it down a little bit, but I have it still hot, and I take the juice of a lemon. Now, even though it's acidic to the taste, it's alkaline to your body. And your goal is to eat 80% of your diet alkaline, 20% acid. Most people do just the opposite. Most fruits and vegetables are alkaline forming. But I'll tell you, one of the best superfoods in the world is the lemon. It has virtually
I
no
love
calories.
Lemon water. I try yeah. to do that every morning if I can remember.
Yeah, it gives
at least
you
a glass.
C.
Yeah.
It detoxifies your body, it gets rid of mucus. It helps restore vitality to every cell in your body.
Good
That's
stuff.
That's a great way to start the day.
Susan, you've given us so much great information today, as always, and it works. So I definitely suggest everybody listen up. Susan knows what she's talking about. So head over to her website, SusanSmithJones.com. Find out everything that she's got going on over there and check out her books with us here at Hay House. And Susan, thank you so much. We'll talk again soon.